KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly cloudy and 30 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 53. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, a former Sears building. In Southwest Iowa News, a 911 call last night to the Adams County Sheriff's Office about an unwanted person attempting to gain entry into a residence resulted in the arrest of a woman from Missouri. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the 911 caller also advised that he had been assaulted and that the suspect had shattered a window in the home. When deputies arrived on the scene, Linda Baker of Independence, Missouri, was arrested for domestic assault, criminal mischief, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Red Oak Police reported a traffic stop last night resulted in an arrest. 36-year-old Aaron Dwayne Childs of Yorktown was arrested for driving while suspended. Police also determined his license had been suspended four times for non-payment of Iowa fines and non-payment of child support. Childs was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on little more than $566 bond. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office says a man from Adams County was arrested Sunday morning. Brian Fitzgerald of Prescott was arrested in the 1200 block of Tennessee Avenue on a charge of OWI first offense. Fitzgerald was being held in the Taylor County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. One person died and two others, including a juvenile, were injured during a collision Saturday morning in Adams County. The State Patrol says a 2010 Freightliner semi driven by 26-year-old Carmen Graybill of Hamlin was traveling north on Ginkgo Avenue at around 10:47 a.m. and a 2012 Chevy Traverse driven by 54-year-old Juanita Olson of Corning was traveling west on Highway 34. When Graybill failed to yield at the intersection stop or yield sign, the semi she was driving was struck by the SUV. And following the collision, the semi jackknifed and came to rest in the west ditch. The SUV came to rest north of the intersection. Graybill died at the scene. Olson and her 5-year-old passenger were injured. Olson was transported by Adams County Rescue to CHI Hospital in Corning. The juvenile was transported by LifeNet helicopter to Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. Firefighters from Adair and Casey responded to a house fire at around 1:17 a.m. Saturday in Adair. Crews were able to knock down the flames and save the house in a matter of minutes due to the quick response. Officials say there were no injuries, and a post from the Adair Fire Department said the property was saved. No other details are currently available. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports that around 1:12 a.m. Saturday, deputies responded to an altercation in Bedford. Six individuals had been arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. They include 22-year-old Logan Stark of Mount Air, 21-year-old Lincoln Martin of Diagonal, 22-year-old Jacob Taylor of Diagonal, 22-year-old Hunter Russell of Bedford, 22-year-old Benjamin Hill of Bedford, and 36-year-old Casey Bann, also of Bedford. Their bonds were set at $300 each. Rescue crews from Menlo and Stewart responded Friday night to a single vehicle injury accident in Guthrie County. The accident happened at around 9:45 p.m. near the intersection of 130th Street and Poplar Avenue. According to reports, the driver of the SUV lost control of the vehicle, which entered a ditch. The unidentified driver and their passenger suffered non-life-threatening injuries and were transported by Menlo Rescue to Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. The State Patrol and Guthrie County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene. The accident remained under investigation. The Stewart Police Department reported that around 9:30 a.m. last Wednesday, Stewart officers were dispatched to the West Central Redemption Center at 121 South Division Street in Stewart on a report of a thief attempting to cash in pop cans. And officers arrived and contacted Nicole Marie Davenport of Windsor Heights. Davenport was driving a vehicle that matched the description of the vehicle driven by the suspect in a reported theft of several bags of pop cans on November 19th from Stewart. She admitted to officers that she had taken several bags of pop cans from a BSA can donation site the night before and that she'd cashed the cans in for about $9 at the Redemption Center. Davenport was charged with theft in the fifth degree, a simple misdemeanor, and given a court appearance of December 12th in Guthrie County District Court. The investigation is ongoing and additional charges may be filed. Davenport is considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. And in Western Iowa news, a 23-year-old Sioux City man has been charged with murder 15 months after the death of his girlfriend's child. Woodbury County court records say Tavon Davis is charged with first-degree murder, child endangerment resulting in death, and multiple acts of child endangerment. He was being held pending $1 million bond. Davis surrendered Friday. Court records say Davis was living with his girlfriend from July 1st through August 22nd of last year and frequently provided child care for her daughter. He took the little girl to a local hospital on August 22nd, and she was transferred to an Omaha hospital. Records say she was 19 months old when she died on August 25th, 2018. An autopsy showed the girl had several blunt force injuries to her head and kidney and had suffered fractures to her vertebrae and ribs. In our funeral announcements, Wayne Rudnick, age 85, of Manning, died November 18th at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Wayne Rudnick will be today at 2 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Beulah B. Smith, age 99, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Beulah Smith will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Reagan Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Michelle Diane Sargent, age 45, of Stewart, died Thursday. Funeral services for Michelle Sargent will be Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Don Putnam, age 98, of Oakland, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Don Putnam are pending at the reconvened funeral home in Oakland. Everett Wendt, age 94, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Everett Wendt are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.